The rains ended this morning at dawn. For those of us who took on special vows for practice during the rains, your commitment to the vow is ended, but it doesn't mean that you should discontinue the practice. Think of whatever good came from accelerating your efforts during the rains, and see if you can maintain that outside of the rains, because after all, the Buddha said the Dhamma is akaliko. It doesn't have a special season or special time. The rains were instituted because the monks needed to stay in place, because roads were hard to pass through, and also people were planting rice all over the place. You could travel along and be stepping on somebody's rice field. So the Buddha wanted the monks to stay in place during the rains. And then they took advantage of that fact, so that being together they could encourage one another in the practice. Now for us, the time during the rains and outside the rains is not all that different. We stay here most of the time, spend some time away. But the important thing is that we've made this a time for extra practice. More meditation, more study, more whatever. And now the 3 months are over and you can look at your mind, look at your state of your practice and see if it's improved. And if it is, then the question is, well, why give up? Just stick with the practice. Whatever you found useful, continue it. Whatever was not so useful, you can put it aside for the time being. This way you make use of a convention to kickstart your practice, to keep it going. Because as John Fuang said, we have too many times in our life. There's time for this, time for that. And there's not much time left over from the meditation. You have to make the meditation the basis of your life, and then everything else fits into the context of the meditation. So it's always time to develop good qualities of the mind. So when you can make your when you can make your practice akaliko that way, timeless, that's when you start receiving the results that are timeless as well.